is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My Murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic Sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to this beautiful silsila where we will discuss in brief very important points and factors regarding aqiqah, what it is, who must perform it, and other such details, but in brief. So stay with us inshallah ta'ala and we will learn more information about aqiqah inshallah ta'ala. But first, or in the beginning of this silsila, please try to make as many good intentions as you can to gain maximum rewards. For example, I will listen to this silsila from the beginning to end, according to your position and your situation, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points. I will try to practice upon them. I will try to encourage them amongst my family members, my spouse, my children, friends, and in my society. In this manner, whatever other good intentions you can make, make them now to gain maximum thawab and rewards, inshallah Azza wa Jal. There are countless benefits and blessings in reciting durood, salawat and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas al-Tawr Qadri Razwi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, has quoted a very beautiful hadith regarding the benefit, the fada'il, of sending durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has recorded this in his beautiful book, Questions and Answers Regarding Aqiqah, which I urge you to try to obtain even from the website of Dawud Islami, dawudislami.net, or read online as well. Much information is contained therein. Sayyidina Abu Darda, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has stated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "He who recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening will get my intercession on the day of judgment." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, have you heard this beautiful hadith? Who does not desire the shafa'ah and the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? All Muslims indeed. So increase in our recitation of durood pak, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a daily basis. Now, regarding the subject of aqiqah, one may ask, what is the meaning of aqiqah? Now, literally, the lughawi or literal meaning of aqiqah is derived from the word aqun. Ayn, qaf, aqun, and this means to cut or separate. This is the literal meaning. But when you look at the shari'i definition, according to the sharia, the Islamic sacred law, it means an animal which is slaughtered in gratitude for the birth of a child. This is called aqiqah according to the shari'i definition. What good intentions can one person make for performing aqiqah? With the intention of acting upon the sunnah and pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, one should perform the aqiqah to express his joy and shukr, to express his gratitude and thanks for the ni'mah, for the bounty and favor that he has received on this happy occasion of the birth of his boy or girl, his child. One can make many other good intentions. depending upon one's condition. Remember, no thawab, no reward is granted without a good intention. Therefore, the aqiqah performing person, that person who is performing the aqiqah, normally has the niyyah or the intention in the heart. Whatever thoughts are there when doing the action, the good action, then this is regarded as the niyyah, the intention. But remember, the more intentions that a person makes, the more thawab, the more reward will be written down for this person. Our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated the famous hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action, than his deed. Okay, now furthermore on the subject of aqiqah, somebody may ask, is it a sin not to perform aqiqah? Is it a sin not to perform aqiqah? Now, to perform aqiqah is not farad, it is not wajib, it is not compulsory. It is a sunnat mustahabba. Okay, and to perform it is sunnat mustahabba. To not perform is not a sin. Keep this in mind. If one's financial circumstances allows him, he should perform the aqiqah. And if not, then he does not have to do so. However, the one not performing the aqiqah will not be able to gain its rewards. Keep this in mind as well. And it is strictly not allowed for a poor person to borrow money with interest, with riba, to perform aqiqah. Is it true that the child, who has passed away without his aqiqah being performed will not intercede for the parents? This is another question. Yes, this is absolutely true. But there are certain conditions. The child who passed away after he had reached the age of aqiqah, that is 7 days, and his parents did not perform his aqiqah without any valid exemption, despite having the means to do so, that child will not intercede for the parents on the Day of Judgment. It is stated in a beautiful hadith, Al-Ghulamu murtahanun bi'aqiqatihi. That is, the boy is pawned for his aqiqah, like exchanged for his aqiqah. It is stated in Ashi'atul Lam'at that Imam Ahmad rahmatullah ta'ala ali has mentioned the child is prevented from interceding for his parents unless his aqiqah is performed. Commenting on this beautiful hadith, Sadr al-Shari'ah Badr al-Tariqah Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'zami alihi rahmatullah al-qawi has stated, what is meant by the child being exchanged is that his parents will not be able to gain full benefit from him unless they perform the aqiqah. Some muhaddithin, they have mentioned that the protection, the growth, the attributes of the child are all associated with the aqiqah, with his or her aqiqah. Now, furthermore, can anyone who is aqiqah, who has not performed in the childhood, perform it in whilst he is an adult, whilst she is an adult? The answer is yes. Anyone whose aqiqah was not performed in their childhood, then they can perform it as an adult or even in old age as well. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam performed his own aqiqah after he had made the proclamation and announcement of nubuwah, of prophethood. Subhanallah. Some people may ask, will aqiqah be performed in the case of a miscarriage of the child? The answer is no. Normally, the parents get very upset and worried in such a situation. They should have patience, make sabr, and earn reward. In fact, the miscarriage can lead the parents great benefit. That's correct. The miscarriage of a child can lead great benefit for the parents. How? Here is a very beautiful hadith for the reassurance of these parents who had the miscarriage. The beloved and merciful Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, certainly the dead fetus will argue with the Creator Azza wa Jal at the time when Allah Azza wa Jal makes his parents enter hell due to their deeds. However, his parents may have died with Iman. It will be commanded, O the child arguing with your Creator, take your parents to paradise. Take your parents to Jannah. Therefore, he will pull both of them with his umbilical cord until he takes them to Jannah, to paradise. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this narration highlights the importance of the protection of Iman, of our faith as well. To be blessed with the Shafa'ah, with intercession, protection of Iman is a precondition. If a person has no Iman, there will be no Shafa'ah, no intercession for that person. Therefore, everyone should be concerned about the protection of his or her Iman. Certainly, the protection of Iman depends upon acquiring the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and this lies in the obedience to his most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And on the contrary, disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam can lead to the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that can result in the ruin of Iman. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us protection of our Iman. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If somebody asks, how can the aqiqah of the child who has passed away before reaching the age of 7 days, how can this be performed? Will he intercede for his parents if his aqiqah is performed after his death? There is no need for aqiqah in this case. Such a child will still be able to intercede for the parents. Ala Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, has stated, the aqiqah of a deceased person cannot be performed, regardless of whether that person was a child or an adult. If a child passes away before that child reaches the age of 7 days, and the child's aqiqah had not been performed, this will not affect his ability or her ability of intercession, etc. As he has passed away, the child has passed away before the time of aqiqah. According to the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, the time of aqiqah is the 7th day of the birth. If a child whose aqiqah had been performed, passed away, died before reaching puberty, or his aqiqah was not performed, but he died before reaching the age of 7 days, or his parents did not have the means to perform his aqiqah, he will intercede for the parents in all these cases, provided that the parents pass away with Iman. Now, how is it to perform aqiqah while the child has not yet reached the age of 7 days? The time of aqiqah starts on the 7th day of the birth. To hold it on the 7th day is preferable, and this is a sunnah. However, aqiqah will still be valid even if it is performed before this stipulated time, that is before 7 days, or even on the day of the birth. The aqiqah will be valid, but it is sunnah to have it on that 7th day. Let us be informed that when and how many times should adhan be uttered in the ear of the newborn. Everybody knows when the infant is born, when the child is born, then adhan, an iqama, must be uttered. But how many times? And which day should the child be named? And furthermore, when should the child's head be shaved? Now, after the child is born, it is mustahab, it is desirable to utter the adhan and iqama in the child's ear. This will, inshallah azza wa jal, remove afflictions. Imam Hussein bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, if a child is born and adhan is uttered in his right ear and iqama in his left ear, the child will remain safe from Ummu Subiyan. Explaining this word, Ummu Subiyan, Allah Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has stated that Sar' is a very severe affliction that is also called Ummu Subiyan, and this affects children. If it is found in adults, it is called epilepsy. It is mentioned in Nuzhatul Qari that Sar' is such a disease in which the affected person passes out and falls down. This is what disease it is, or ailment it is. This disease, it is caused by an infection in the mixtures naturally found in the human body and is called epilepsy. At times it is caused by the effect of a jinn or an evil qareen, which is a type of Satan. Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali has further stated, as soon as the child is born, then adhan and iqama must be uttered in the right ear and the left ear respectively, so that the child is protected from satanic involvements and Ummu Subiyan. May Allah Azza wa Jal save our children. It is better that adhan be uttered 4 times in the right ear and iqama 3 times in the left ear. And there is no harm, even if adhan and iqama are uttered only once. On the 7th day of the birth of the child, the 7th day, the child should be named and the head should be shaved. The animal of aqiqah should be slaughtered while the head of the child is being shaved. While the head of the child is being shaved, the animal of aqiqah should be slaughtered. Now, the amount of silver and gold equal to the weight of the shaved hair of the child should be given away in charity. Now, we have mentioned and stated that the child must be named on the 7th day of the birth. Is there anything wrong if the child is named, for example, on the 1st or the 2nd day of the birth? There is no harm in this. Furthermore, is it correct to rub saffron onto the head of the child, having shaved it on the occasion of aqiqah? Yes, this is correct. Sayyidina Burayda radiyallahu ta'ala an has mentioned, during the pre-Islamic era of jahiliyyah, of ignorance, whenever a child was born, his parents used to slaughter a goat and smear its blood on the child's head. When Islam came, upon the emergence of Islam, we slaughter a sheep, shave the child's head, and rub saffron on it. Subhanallah. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahlul Sunnah Tamad Barakatum Al-Aliyah gives us some advice that soak a little saffron in some water. After it is softened, squeeze it properly into that water and then rub it on the shaved head of the child. What is the ruling for the person who is unable to perform aqiqah on the 7th day of the birth of the child? Remember, it is not a sin. The Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has said, to perform aqiqah on the 7th day of the birth is a sunnah and preferable. If not performed on the 7th day, it can be performed on the 14th day or the 21st day from the date of birth. Sadr Sharia, Badr Tariqah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'azami, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has said, it is better to hold the Aqiqah on the 7th day of the birth. If not on the 7th, then this can be held on any other day. There is no harm in this, and the sunnah will be fulfilled. Some scholars, rahimahumullah, have stated that it is better to hold Aqiqah on the 7th day, or the 14th day, or the 21st day of the birth. That is, there should be a gap of 7 days. Here is another option that is easy to remember compared to the previous one. Note down or bear in mind the name of the day on which the child was born. When the day preceding the birthday of the child arrives, this will be considered as the 7th day of the birth. For example, if the child was born on a Friday, then Thursday will be the 7th day of the birth. The coming Thursday will be the 7th day. Likewise, if the child was born on a Saturday, then the following or coming Friday will be the 7th day of the birth. In the first case, every Thursday will be the 7th day of the birth. Whereas in the second case, every Friday will be the 7th day, that is in multiples of 7. And Aqiqah can be held on any Thursday or Friday depending upon the birthday of the child. In the slaughter of the animal of a wedding feast, some people make the intention of performing Aqiqah of the groom and others. Will the Aqiqah be valid in this way? If the animal which is being slaughtered possesses the qualities required for the animal of Qurbani, that is the ritual sacrifice, then there is no Shari'i prohibition. The Aqiqah will be valid. How many Aqiqahs can be performed in the slaughtering of a cow? As regards the shares in the slaughtered animal, the rulings of Aqiqah and those of Qurbani are the same. Since there are 7 shares in a cow, then 7 Aqiqahs can be performed with the slaughtering of a cow. Now, can a share of Aqiqah be made in the cow which is being slaughtered for Qurbani? Yes, this is allowed. Please give some Madani advices. A person asked about naming children. Sadr Sharia Badr Tariqah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjani A'azami Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has mentioned, as a child should be given a good name, like for example in Hind, in the subcontinent, many people have such names that have no meaning or have bad meanings. One should avoid such names. It is better to name a child after the Prophet alayhi wasalam, any Prophet or blessed companion alayhi ridwan, or any waliullah rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. It is then hoped that the child will reap its barakat and blessings. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed we have learned many brief but important points regarding the subject of Aqiqah. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the proper and true understanding of the beautiful deen of Islam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah. Attar is my guide, my murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.